Hey, everybody, welcome back to Boiling Point Faith and Fire. This is the show where we bring the heat, tell the truth, and refuse to apologize for loving Jesus and calling out nonsense in our culture right now. Our mission is simple: faith with a backbone, truth without compromise, and conversations that will snap you out of this lukewarm living lifestyle that is killing you and everybody around you. If you are here for feel good fluff, you're going to hate it. But if you're here for alignment, accountability, holy conviction, then please, you guys stay for the show. We just want to push the conversation, push it past the normal realms of thinking. And I have to do a little housekeeping. I'm glad we're still online. I haven't gotten us canceled yet, but just to save face, okay, we are not your lawyers, doctors, pastors, or government approved. Anything. Nothing we say should be treated as medical, legal, financial, or existential advice. Okay. We are just outspoken Christians with some microphones and a calling. Okay. Use discernment, open your Bible, think for yourself. And if that offends you, congratulations. Your spine might be growing in finally. Joining me, as always, is the man who is here to turn conversation into lessons, really, and strategy, podcaster and podcasting coach extraordinaire, Mr. Rory Parkett. He does it all, you guys, and he'll help you do it all. He is smart, and God bless him. He still shows up here with me every week, ready to chat about all the things. So we have to keep him around. And listen, he's going to do an I told you so today. So I'm warning you guys for that because there's a big I told you so coming, and it's going to be so good. But I thought really fast. I'm like, what if I just do some really fast good news takes? Because you're probably going to get in trouble at the end of this episode because useful idiots have shown again. So I just want to really fast, you guys, just some things I saw when I was scrolling. Okay. I just want to acknowledge that things really are tipping in the right direction. You can feel it. And the truth doesn't stay buried forever. One funny thing that I will say, and it's not really good news, but I'll say I called this, like it was one way or another. Marjorie Taylor Greene is back on The View. So that was my final nail in the coffin. She sold out. So now I'm thinking all these people that Trump is calling out, like the Marjorie Taylor Greens, shady stuff. And we can get into that. But I will say Trump finally said something out loud that should have been said like a long time ago. Corporations, mega financial institutions are not allowed to buy single family homes. Okay. Thank you, BlackRock, Vanguard. You shouldn't own a whole freaking neighborhood. Okay. Housing was never meant to be a Wall Street asset class. Like your family should not be competing with Goldman Sachs for a three bedroom ranch house. Home ownership is wealth and stability and legacy. And it belongs to the people, not empire. So we're bringing that back. That's such great news. RFK. We still have a lot of sanity coming here, but he flipped the food pyramid upside down finally. I don't talk a lot about important things, but when I say get your house in order, that includes your health too. So this is well deserved. We were told the opposite for a very long time, and go figure, everybody's sick. And the vaccine requirements dropped dramatically. We are down to 11, and I'm telling you, question this, but my favorite thing today, okay? I talk about, I have a Listen Bitch podcast, right? I talk a lot about like neuroplasticity and brain health. RFK said, that's it. We're taking fluoride from public water. This right here is a miracle for the human brain. Fluoride is like the chemical equivalent of a mute button for your brain. It numbs you, it dulls you, it keeps you docile. Like it is literally scientific proof. Go do the research on this. But wow. Wow. That is the greatest news. So, yeah, the winds are shifting, and that includes. But now I'm gonna let Rory call it with our little Russian oil tanker this weekend because I know that's he's ready to be like, I told you guys.
Hi, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm so sorry. I really just went out. I'm so excited, but it's bittersweet. And I yeah.
Loved it. I wasn't getting in the way of that.
Sorry.
I mean, it was like a freight train coming down the track. I'm like, nope, just step aside. Wait till it's done. You're good. It's all
And I'm
good.
giving you the platform for the I told you so because everybody deserves it.
I appreciate it very much. Let me say going into this that I'm really glad that I have one of these, and I hope everybody else grabs a hold of their Bible, because the devil is doing some of his best, most effective work right now. And people are, the useful idiot term that you throw out there all the time is just become part of my every single day vocabulary. I can't even get through like 30 seconds of checking, one of the social medias before I just go, "What an idiot." Just anyway. But yes, thank you for giving me my I told you so moment. In our last episode, we talked about Venezuela, and I brought up, hey, put on the tinfoil hat, but I'm pretty sure this is a bigger game, and that it really, as much as Venezuela is important and there are things that are need to be done there, that it's about Russia. It's about Russia and Ukraine. And I mean, as soon as I said that to you, I think it was later on in the day, I'm sitting there, I'm on Facebook, I'm putting some stuff up, and I see this post come up, and I verified the post, I checked it all out, I made sure this wasn't just somebody throwing us up there before I forwarded it to you. But it was, wow, a Venezuelan oil tanker trying to get around the United States blockade, trying to get stuff to Europe with a Russian flag on the ship. So it was under disguise. Basically, Russia said, "Go ahead and put our flag up and just be one of our guys, and we'll try and get you through the blockade." And I saw that, and I literally started laughing out loud. And I'm like, "When you call it, you call it." And I sent it to you, and I was like, "You got to see this." I mean, sometimes when you're right, you're just really, really right. Russia is absolutely in bed with Venezuela. We've all known that forever. Trump right now, I think, is just taking the gloves off. Not only are we taking Venezuela, we're taking Cuba, we're taking Greenland. He's building a buffer around the United States so that we will own it and nobody else can land near us. Why haven't we been doing this for decades?
That's the question. That's
If
the
you're playing a
question.
board game, this makes total sense, right? I mean, you need to keep this safe, so I don't know, occupy the stuff around it. Build a moat around the castle. Build a wall around the fort. I mean,
Isn't
hello, hello,
history
hello.
101? I mean, every story in history, this is kind of how it goes down. So, yeah, we know why. He really is here to disrupt stuff. And no matter how mad he makes me and dumb things he does, I just intentionally every day look for the proof and the truth that he's out for the United States and that this kind of stuff is giving me a little bit of that comfort. So,
Yeah,
but
he's going to end up buying Greenland, is what he's going to
yeah.
do. I mean, they're saying, "Oh, well, the military is always an option," because when you negotiate, you don't walk into a negotiation. If I'm trying to negotiate something with you, I don't go in and go, "Well, Brandon, I'm not going to do any of these things over here. Don't worry." Well, I just lost all my, leverage. It's all gone. And you're like, "Well, if you're not going to do that, I have no reason to negotiate with you. So hit the road, Jack." He's keeping it all open, but they're just going to buy Greenland. I mean, we lost more to the daycare scandal than it's going to cost to buy Greenland at this point. So
Agreed.
what are we doing?
Exactly. And this boat they found you guys, like I just want to make it very clear because, and I'll get into that. Like after we talk about the important stuff, I just this morning made me realize the media just you it's worse than we thought. It's worse than we thought with the stuff that they hide, but it is very intentional. And it's because of stuff like this. Like it's this is really about power. And we are serious about enforcing these sanctions and policing that global oil trade, and that's fair. I think that's important for what, but yeah, I like
Oh,
that
yeah.
Russia's mad. They're freaking out right now. This is they are freaking out. This is a violation of international law in their eyes because it's their flag. But you guys, they've been tracking this stuff for a long time. So it wasn't, they've known about it, we followed it, we know who it was, and so I don't want you to think like there's not an ounce of truth to this not being okay because they followed it for a long time. So it's the global
Right.
stage and how we're
These rules aren't
reading
new.
pictures. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not like we're creating new rules. We're just enforcing the rules that have been on the books. It's the same thing with illegal immigration. It's like it's illegal. If you're here illegally, you've broken the law. There's no such thing as an illegal immigrant who is here legally. That doesn't even make any sense when you speak it out loud. We didn't make these rules. Today, these are long-standing laws that have been on the books, and we're just simply enforcing them. But that's been, I mean, this goes all the way back to Obama. Obama was a constitutional expert,
Mm-hmm.
and he knew, even though the Constitution says this, I can still get away with doing this. The guy was brilliant. No matter what else you want to say about him, he was brilliant because he knew that the Constitution, even though it governed how we live in this country, it has no teeth. There's no enforcement mechanism for it, except to go to court and get something stopped. Well, while you're going to court, whatever it is you're doing that's not constitutional is still going on. And he figured that out a long time ago, and he exploited it. And he, basically presented that as the game plan to Democrats. It doesn't matter if it's constitutional or not. Go ahead and do it if you want to. The media is on your side. They're not going to, take anybody else's side against you. They're going to convince half the country somehow, that you're right. So yeah.
Somehow that programming's deliberate. There was no somehow. They wow. There's as stupid as we think, the liberal agenda is, very intelligent people orchestrated a mass movement against you guys. I mean, against all of us, essentially, but not all of us fell for it. And I'm even seeing it now. Like I said, I think in the last episode, all the wishy-washy back and forth people that were all about Trump, and all of a sudden they're, where do you go after that? Like, where do you go? What is the point of that? So now I feel like even the people I thought were true, nothing is real in my life anymore. Marjorie Taylor Greene sold out, and all my, all the people that I really respected and admired have sold out and are backtracking on all this thing. I just am, it's disheartening because I can't look to someone else for the truth from now on. I can't look to these influencers anymore because they're all full of shit. I have to figure out my own way, and I can't, look at some posts and be like, oh my gosh, this is happening. It is. I just can't even take anything for face value because everybody is sold out. But this does, we choked the oil supply chain. We've been trying to cut off this revenue from Maduro. This wasn't a Trump thing. He was wanted long before Trump was president, but this, there's a trickle down. It does impact everyday life, no matter how you look at it. So it's connected to real supply chains and world stability, you guys. These, affects your prices at the pump. It affects inflation, the current stability. So it is a pocket changing move. This isn't just a casual like, oh, we got some tankers. Ha ha ha. The power projection here is super loud, and the ripple effects, you guys are going to feel it. Other countries are going to feel it. They're going to feel it in how they think about sanctions. They're going to feel it in how they think about shipping and who calls the shots when it comes to global energy. So that's, it's a big deal.
Venezuela has been outsourcing or exporting rather their oil, for a long time. And unfortunately, it's all been getting brokered through Russia and China. They're not out there making deals. They're just drilling it up and sending it off on a boat. And the fact that this Russian flag's on this ship, just sort of proves that entire point. And Europe has been under, and the Middle East has been under a stranglehold for, any oil that's not coming from their own country. I mean, Saudi Arabia is not worried about anybody because they've got their own. But all the other nations around there have to either get it from them or from somebody else. Russia's had a stranglehold on Europe for a long time. Biden permitted Russia to build a pipeline so that they could go ahead and be the sole suppliers of oil to Europe, to Germany, to France, and the whole nine yards. He let that go on without trying to put any sanction up, didn't have any fight, and that's something that Trump was stopping before he was falsely removed from office in 2020. All of that has been going on for a long, long time. Biden even came out and doubled the bounty on the head of, Maduro and said, he's a wanted guy. The bounty's doubled. We're going to pay it in the United States. He just wasn't going to do anything about it. It was all just talk, but he did recognize him publicly as a war criminal. So all this is going on, and Trump goes, basically stands up and says, you know what? Why don't we go down and take that? We'll get rid of him. Okay, we're going to take the oil from Venezuela. We're going to broker it for, I don't know, half of what Russia's doing or whatever the numbers are going to be. And the people of Venezuela are going to end up getting that money, not Maduro. Okay, and Russia and everybody else. Venezuelans are dancing in the streets
I love that for them.
while Democrats are over here protesting in the streets, demanding this guy get released. My favorite part of Facebook over the last couple of days was all of these Venezuelan immigrants who are here legally, who are saying, "What are you people doing? I've been a Democrat the whole time I've been here. What are you people doing?
You're embarrassing
This guy was terrible." Yeah, I mean, and they're like, "If this is the Democratic Party, you are idiots. Why would you think this?"
Right. So
And they're waking up.
they're waking up. I love that.
Waking up.
Well, there is a deeper story behind these tankers. I think people don't understand, like what really happens and the things that they watch, because this whole fleet of ships, if you read through some of the articles, I had to go pretty far for it, but it's like the ships are old that they're using to that the Russians are using. Like they're not supervised. And so we're watching these, and you guys, this is what's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, but it's when one of these causes a huge spill, and that wrecks trade routes and energy prices immediately. Like that is an overnight thing. So everything is strategy. It does affect everything with us. So if you guys are like, "Oh, this is boring, oil tanker, who cares?" I promise you care. You care, and it's important that, someone's keeping an eye on the ships that are used to move this stuff, because that matters too. So it gets deep into stuff, and it's geopolitics, you guys. It could be boring. It can, but I promise you it affects you, because beyond headline wars and border clashes, like literally they're quietly reshaping our world. All of this stuff. They're rewiring global finance and tech infrastructure. It is happening, and no one's really digging into that, especially, Russia, China, India, anybody affected by the sanctions. They're building their own alternative financial systems too. And all of that, we've talked about central bank, that digital currencies, everything to weaken the dollar. So there is a slow revolution that we don't really hear about, but it needs to matter to you guys, because it threatens everything for us. You want good interest rates. You want to care about this stuff. You want value in the money that you have, the cash that you have, then you have to care about this stuff.
Absolutely.
They're
Absolutely.
moving. We get the headlines, but there is so much behind it. There is so much behind it. Not even tinfoil hat. I mean, that is just. There is
Great
so much
point.
behind it.
Great point. And that's another case where, if there is, God forbid, some big spill, then all of the Democrat environmentalists are going to be out there
Oh,
screaming about, how horrible this is. Well, these are the people you support
that's the
that
people
were
they support.
using the bad ships. I mean, I don't know how anybody can be a Democrat with a straight face anymore.
I don't.
I
And
just
they're in
don't.
such a tornado of like one, they create their own mess, then they fight their mess, then they get what they want, and there's a new mess, and they just continually tie it to just being a victim of some sort. And I feel like there is no quality of life. If you are living your life in any way feeling like you're entitled, any way feeling like the world owes you something, I mean, this is what the world owes you, kids. That I wrote it all down for you. You are not owed anything. And to want to be a victim, to put yourself in other people's business. You've got white liberal women that are the biggest speakers for Black Lives Matter. Not your business. You don't know. And
Right.
I'm just the quality of life I can imagine is terrible. It's terrible. But while you're being an idiot, there's a ticker going, because governments and militaries are pouring billions into, quantum computing and cryptography, not just for speed. They want the encrypted communication because that's intelligence and defense and banking and national security all in one world order. Whatever nation gets there first has the upper hand. And this will be like nothing like we've seen since nuclear weapons. Like they're just doing it. They're doing this, and you're useful idiots because nobody's looking past the headlines. Nobody's looking at what matters.
Now,
And
the people who are listening to our show are not useful idiots.
no, we love you
Yeah,
guys.
the folks who are listening to our show so they can
Yeah.
complain about our show, they're useful idiots.
So
But yeah, the f
You guys need to share our show with the useful idiots because
There you go.
we need to really just kind of continue to tip the scales, to do some thinking, to do some research. I mean, research, right? I know the ICE agent thing is going to be huge because a woman got shot. Official narrative always comes out. There's the emotional outrage that kicks in instantly. Okay? Nobody's looking for the details. I see one point of view on the internet that everybody's breaking apart and they're like, this was not justified. You guys, there's two more views available, two perspectives that show clearly someone was getting ran over. Did get hit by the car, by the way, if you watch the appropriate angle. But here, outrage machine instantly. And then the real details, the angles that I've seen will trend when nobody's paying attention.
Yeah.
But this wasn't random. It wasn't a random tragic encounter. This girl did not just happen to be there in front of an ICE agent during the biggest immigration crackdown in Minnesota history. It was not an accident. It wasn't. She was there intentionally, paid or not. And
She's not
her,
even from there.
yeah. Her self-proclaimed wife outside video recording. Come on, you guys. The GoFundMe was up in less than an hour at $250,000 for this family. So don't tell me this was like a crazy thing. She's a coordinated agitator, paid to protest actor. We've watched them appear at every freaking flashpoint since, I don't know, what would you say, 2020? They probably existed before that.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Same
I mean,
pattern. It's exhausting. Someone with a camera, someone recording with the perfect angle, someone screaming scripted lines, and yeah, boom, GoFundMe. Instant martyr.
ridiculous.
I'm not celebrating
Ridiculous.
anybody's death, but I'll tell you one thing, and I said this on my Facebook today. I'm a mom, and my kids matter to me. The last place you're going to find me is arguing with someone in a uniform and trying to take stuff. Girl. If you're a mom, get home to your babies. What are you doing? So, yeah, like I said, I'm not celebrating death. It's unfortunate. But what do you think's going to happen? This is what needs to happen. You don't get to fight the guys in uniform who are upholding the law. You don't get to do that. If you have a discrepancy, take it through the proper channels. That's it. Very simple.
Awful that it happened to this lady to this in this way.
Terrible.
But in all honesty, I mean, it's the FAFO, at some point. And they're finding out. She got paid to go up there, clearly. She clearly is a paid agitator. She was in charge of the whole event right there. And they just didn't think that any ICE officer was going to do something like that to fight back. But, she didn't just sit there and protest. They were done with her. And they were going to pull her out of the car. They were like, get out of the car. You're done. You're done. And there was an ICE officer in front of the vehicle. And she lost it. She was like, wait a minute. This whole getting arrested thing, this isn't supposed to happen. Hold on a minute.
This wasn't in my
And
contract.
so she's in a fit of panic. She hits the accelerator trying to get away. And I mean, seriously, with an ICE officer in front of the car. There are angles that show this clearly. Those are being suppressed all over the place. There are a couple of liberals that I do speak with. They're moderate liberals. They're not progressives. And we still, fight about every little thing. But they are telling me they haven't seen any of the angles that I've talked about. I've sent them those. They said, I haven't seen any of this. And it's because social media is suppressing all of those angles so that they don't go to people who are progressives and liberals. They're not letting them see what actually happened so that they can be gaslit. And so that they can buy into the propaganda. This is what Facebook's been doing and Instagram and everybody else,
TikTok.
since the beginning of social media. They automatically tag you as one or the other. And as soon as they know what side of the aisle you're on, they control what you see. So in the last couple of days, it's funny because most of the conservative content that normally would come across my feed is not coming across my feed.
No.
And I have gotten, I don't know what I looked at on my profile on accident that made them think I was a progressive, but I've gotten every progressive influencer on the planet sent to my feed. And I keep going, not interested, don't like this person, block. My thumb's tired, Brandon. Okay. I mean, it hurts from having to block all these stupid accounts with all these useful idiots. But they're doing their best to convince people that the left is correct. It's sickening to watch, when you see this. But, again, I take a big, huge red pill every morning when I wake up. So, I'm a little biased.
I drink water without fluoride, so I have brain function. So it's not hard to like figure this out. I mean, there's an entire economy around outrage. That's it. This, funded, recruited, organized, incentivized. That's all. That's what this is. And it's a predictable plague up, show up, escalate, film, flip the script, we weaponize public sympathy, and it's just crazy. So politicians are already probably rehearsing speeches about the systematic brutality. It's the modern version of like shock doctrine, except it's crowdfunded and TikTok approved. So I
I
just
love
feel
that.
like, the part of this that people have, you just can't ignore this anymore. Law enforcement, whether it's ICE, Border Patrol, military, police, they're all tired of being told to stand there and get killed for optics. So the era of don't respond, just die politely, like I feel like that's over. It's over. And I don't know how many times this has to happen. And I'm telling you, if you don't want it to happen to you, don't be a paid protester. Don't be an idiot. Because I'm not wishing this on anyone, but I'm telling you that if you put someone in uniform, if you put their life at risk, you're going to FAFO. That's it. You're going to try to use a
100%.
vehicle as a weapon. I want officers to protect themselves. They're here working for us, you useful idiot. And the minute someone does something to you and you call the cops, guess who's going to show up? And they have to, no matter how stupid you are, how again, the fact that, I mean, they don't get paid enough for trying to stay neutral in a world that is just uprising against them. And I watch it in the police officers I know, how publicly they stay neutral. And I'm like, how do you do that? How do you do that? There should be extra pay for that. I want them to go home to their families because they signed up to serve and protect the United States and these people. So you radical idiot activists who want the rules to only apply one way, done. Done. Police are not going to absorb violence in criminals, and you're not going to get sympathy for not following along with that. It's public. Oh, you guys, public ignorance has been, it's just leveraged so well. Like, have you guys done research about ICE operations? Have you done research about Venezuelan oil politics? Have you done research on Russian proxy deals? Or the fact that Minneapolis is ground zero for federal chaos since 2020. When you do not understand the terrain, you get sold any story you want. And this is what makes me so mad about the media, because we're pretending that this is all new. 2020, the outrage with Minneapolis started. We're only hearing about it 6 years later. What?
I could not agree with you more.
It's so crazy. And
Could not agree with you more.
we see the payrolls. We've seen the organized busing. It's insane and ignorant to assume that these paid agitators don't exist. What did Roy say? They have the nicest bags and they're dressed super great. They're not showing up organically. This isn't spontaneous. And adults know better. You want to take blood money? You're probably going to die for it. That's it. One way or another, you die for the blood money.
That's one thing that I hope does come from this situation. I mean, it's awful what happened to this lady. I can't say that enough. She made a huge mistake. Huge mistake. Panicked and made a huge mistake and, gunned her car right at a cop. End of story. And
My heart
everybody
breaks for
acted
him.
appropriately.
My
What's
heart
that?
breaks for him because who the hell wakes up? I guarantee you that I've never in my life, and I know a lot of men in uniform, I know a lot of officers. Never in my life have they been like, man, I can't wait till I get to finally kill someone. That's not the way they think. You understand? They don't want to kill people. And when you kill someone, that's heavy. That's energetically heavy, whether it's in self-defense or not. That sucks. And when you get put in a position as an officer to have to take someone's life, it messes with you. It messes with you. And that breaks my heart because he has to live with that forever, you know? Why would you guys put everybody in that position? You selfish idiots. Like, I just, and the liberal media, like, stop pumping out the fairy tale narrative, okay? No, you can't go scream in a cop's face. No, you can't resist. No, you can't escalate or run or fight or just ignore orders and walk away like it's a video game and you have infinite lives. That is not reality. And whatever social media has shown you, it is a lie. That is not how law and order works in any country on this planet. Actions have consequences. I believe we learned that in kindergarten. But the media keeps treating consequences like we're being oppressed. Come on. Accountability is tyranny to them. This is delusional. But the winds are shifting. People are tired. People are tired of pretending that chaos is compassion, and people are tired of pretending that criminals are the victims and law enforcement is a villain. Like, I think I could feel the energy changing, and I hope everybody out there that's in a uniform, like, I'll pray for you forever, but I want you to stand up for your life. Go home to your babies. Whatever that is. Like, we don't have appetite for anarchy anymore. There's no sympathy for these agitators. No patience. I have no patience for activists who think laws are just suggestions and that cops are punching bags. Like, y'all make me sick. And
I
everybody
think
on my internet.
the cops are at a breaking point too.
Yeah.
You're going to have a situation where something like this does go off, and it may end up being the cop's fault because he can't take it anymore. I mean, no, men and women, okay, cannot take this. You can't sit there and wear the badge and take this kind of a beating indefinitely, just forever,
Right.
without snapping, without breaking. And if that's what the Democrats want, and I think it is, they want them to break
Right.
so that they lose it and just open fire on, a bunch of people so that they can somehow win.
Right.
That's the way that side thinks. I mean, I'm always saying you have to think about who you're voting for and what you're voting for. You're voting for the idea that we hope these law enforcement professionals either die or mentally snap and kill a whole bunch of people so that we can get our agenda passed.
Yeah.
You're voting for that. If you're a progressive, if you have voted for that side, that's what you're voting for. You voted for this woman to be in that car and have that attitude and have that idea and make that move. That's what you voted for.
Blood on your hands.
It is 100% your fault. If that's how you voted, her death is on you. Period. And I don't mind throwing that out there. I don't mind painting with that kind of a wide paintbrush because people don't get the consequences of their own actions when they go in and pull that lever. We talk about it all the time here, but that is what happens when that's what you empower. And we're empowering stupidity at this point.
And your
And the
party
devil's
wants
loving every
them
minute
dead.
of it.
Oh, he's loving it. He's loving it. But their party wants them dead. They don't care about you. They don't care about you. I mean, COVID, vaccines, food, pharma, a lot of tie-ins to that side of the bridge, a lot of deaths. And they don't care if you get killed at a protest. That is money for them.
Oh, yeah.
Lining their pockets. They don't care if a cop does freak out and go postal on people, and those people are you. They don't. Are you kidding me? More money in their pocket. Everything you do, you're a useful idiot to line their pockets.
And look at the evidence. If people think that we're making this part up, or that this isn't actually true, as soon as this happens to this poor woman, Nancy Pelosi is all over the place online. Totally ready for this to happen.
She's still
Chuck
alive.
Schumer is at the podium, right? Having conversations.
Right.
Two questions for everybody. When have you ever seen either one of those Democratic leaders out in the street putting their lives on the line like they're telling you to do? Okay. And the second thing is, did any of them, visit her family, help out her family, even express condolences to the children of the family? Nope. Because they're like, well, she served her purpose, which was go out and die. This is what you're voting for. It is obscene. It's obscene at this point. And frankly, there are laws being broken everywhere. And I'm just tired of us not enforcing the law. I want to see people get arrested. You know, when a guy goes up and slugs an ICE officer or a state police officer or anybody
Done.
and then reaches for his gun, I'm sorry, but you don't deserve a rubber bullet and handcuffs, okay? That's when you're gonna get shot.
Yeah.
You can't reach for a cop's gun.
Right.
I mean, that's happened 4 times in the last 48 hours
Yeah.
where protesters are yelling in their face and they reach for the guns. Come on. You know, the cop's supposed to go, well, I'm still alive, so I wasn't justified. Wrong.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And I
Yeah, we're
mean,
both on soapboxes
they're
today.
tolerating it. They're tolerating it. They're trying to save face because I'm telling you guys, they don't want to kill people. Do you understand? And yeah, there is going to be a breaking point moment, and y'all are going to mess with the wrong person on the wrong day, and it's not going to be pretty. So, and it's, I mean, the media's done this. If you're a Christian, you have to stop buying this emotional narrative because this is the thing. All these headlines, like we're joking today, we have endless content forever, but it's the same thing. So it's almost not even like exciting. It's the same thing. And the media constantly, oh, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, like it's truth. They're conditioning you. They want an instant reaction. They don't want you doing research. So they're breaking news. You know how many sources get the breaking news and the same script gets sent out to everybody at the same time? They want your outrage. The media does not want obedience, okay? The world benefits when Christians are panicked and confused and divided and exhausted. And that's what we've been telling you. If you keep a nation distracted long enough to rearrange power structures behind the scenes, that's how it happens. And like, if you guys pay attention, I see this today. The pattern isn't even subtle. Every effing headline comes preloaded with a feeling, whether it's fear, outrage, sympathy, despair, or your disgusting tribal loyalty. It's not even journalism anymore. You are being psychologically steered. And when you let the media be your shepherd, you're not listening to God. You're just reacting to whatever the algorithm is and whatever it's decided to hype today. It's ask yourself every day when you wake up and you try it, you get reactive. One simple question. Who benefits from this? Every decision that is made, every headline you read, who benefits from this? Like you're never questioning power. You're just becoming a victim of it.
Absolutely.
And the elites that are running the country, these satanic worshiping, pedophiling cults, they aren't emotionally reactive at all because they're methodical. You understand? There are some very intelligent people manipulating you, and they are so patient. They are coordinated, and they are moving toward the same end game every serious student of scripture has known was coming. Consolidation of power, consolidation of currency, consolidation of surveillance, governance, belief systems, and eventually the consolidation of loyalty. One world order, it's not showing up in a headline. Tiny little adjustments disguised as convenience, compassion, or crisis management. So stop acting shocked that all of these people are harmonizing. They're all friends, and Revelation's told you. Maybe your pastor's too soft to preach it. I don't know, but the Bible never hid this, ever. Take this seriously because they are. The emotional media machine is there to keep you from noticing the long game, always. Do the research. You will find good and bad for every decision that is made. Good and bad. Every crisis, testing ground for control. What are they thinking? How fast can we freeze bank accounts? How far can we stretch emergency powers? How willingly will people surrender rights if we make it sound compassionate? How much censorship will people tolerate? And we're doing it because no one's asking questions. You're sharing headlines.
100%.
I mean, the more chaos they're creating at a street level, useful idiots, shootings, protests, all easier to justify global solutions.
They've proven each part of it.
Every single
Yeah, they've run each part of it separately, so they know it all works when you put it all together. And that's what COVID was. You know, was let's see how far we can, you know, take away liberties, push this, push that, you know, and then everything that followed. That entire 4-year stint was building what they have today. And they learned exactly what they had to learn. And now people are starting to wake up. But yeah. Wow.
I mean, the devil doesn't need Christians to renounce Christ. That's it. We've told you this before. He just needs you distracted. He needs you divided. And what I see clearly on all these Facebook comments, emotionally unstable. That's what you are. You cannot develop discernment if you don't get your emotions in check. And panic makes believers stupid. Really. You have to stop reacting emotionally. You have to start watching strategically. And that is the question I'm telling you. It benefits me when I go to look for things because I'm like, who does this benefit? There is a benefit for us for taking these oil. I'm like, America first, get rid of all these other things. No, it's important. Hold on a second. There are some other world things that we just can't let go of. Because it still protects what's best for us. So start watching with strategy in mind. Stop consuming the news like it's freaking entertainment. You know, read the Bible first. I just my normal everyday life, just Brandon Lynette in her world. If I don't start the day in the book, I am not calibrated. I'm not okay. I am reactive. I am not centered. I am not focused. Like I'm telling you, that's a non-negotiable. If you are a Christian, if you know the end game here, if you know that we're in the middle of spiritual warfare, pick up the damn book, read it before you do anything else in the day. Because that right there is what keeps my emotions calm, where I'm still super annoyed with you guys. I'm still just like in awe of the stupidity. But I'm still grounded enough where I'm not actually going to choke you out when I see you in person. You know what I mean? Like, I have that restraint. I feel good. Do you deserve to be choked out, some of you useful idiots? Maybe. Not my job, not today, because I started the word. I started with the word. You know, we're not told to hide from what's coming. We need to see it. We need to recognize it. And we need to stand firm in this, okay? That's all. I'm not telling you to be afraid, but I'm telling you to wake the hell up. Wake the hell up. I don't know. I'm done
Boom.
yelling at people, Rory.
Okay. You just want to wrap on that one?
Close us out.
Okay. All right. I don't think I can top that. The only thing that I want to say, because this has been burning in the back of my head as I've been watching this this scenario with the lady and the ICE officer and everything that's happened after that. The mayor of Minneapolis, you know, coming out and saying, you know, F ICE, get out of here, blah blah blah, inflaming the whole situation on purpose. Everything that has followed, the ramp up and all the riots, I mean, you name it. It's been said that the greatest achievement, that the greatest thing the devil ever did, okay, the most effective trick he ever played on humanity was convincing us that he wasn't real. And I believe that. Now, the second greatest trick he ever played was convincing humanity that somebody else who is real is him when they're not. And that is what the media has done. That is what both sides of the aisle have done. We are at each other's throats nonstop. And there is a group of folks out there who are just out for destruction and death and pain. And there are people who are following them. The devil doesn't have to do any work right now. And he is sitting, you know, on his porch, on his lawn chair, enjoying the heat of the sun with his hands behind his back, with a big Mai Tai, you know, off to the side, smoking a Cuban cigar, because he has done the work and we are doing the rest for him. We're driving right to the cliff. He doesn't even have to take people there anymore. So, folks, you really have to wake up. You got to wake up and you got to look at what are you voting for? Who are you voting for? What are you empowering? And what are they trying to do? Because there's no reason behind so many of these things. No reason at all. No logic, no functioning mind. And if that's what you are putting in power, the devil is helping you do that. That's spiritual warfare acting on you when you go into that booth and you pull that lever. And he's got you. So again, you're the useful idiot of the devil when you're doing this stuff. And you need to wake up and realize, you know, where this is all coming from. Grab your Bible and take a quick read and do something to get out of that, because it's a road to nowhere.
And that's it. Love you guys.